Most of my listening time is now devoted to music podcasts. They fit the way I live. I like the format. Most podcasts are almost as ad-free as what you're listening to right now. And they make car rides feel like less of a waste of time. Some are interviews, others are just curated playlists. My favorite podcasts, though, are the ones that can really take advantage of the medium. This is the most democratic of all media. Anyone can make and distribute a podcast for next to $0. They don't have to appeal to a wide audience, so they can be aimed at the true music nerds and from unique personal perspectives. Podcasters can take the time to drill into a topic much more deeply than news outlets. Song Exploder interviews music makers about a particular song. Heat Rocks does the same for iconic R&B albums. Cocaine and Rhinestones is how I learn about country music history. And Disgraceland, my guilty pleasure, recounts famous musicians' tragic descents into debauchery. Dozens of public radio stations release shows as podcasts too, which you would know if you're listening to this on a computer. And I counted over 60 music podcasts from the BBC. Dissect has to be the most in-depth of them all. It concentrates each year's episodes on a single album. Season 1 on Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly is what really explained to me why Lamar deserved to win a Pulitzer Prize. Turns out the joy of discovery that I get from critical listening now comes in podcast form. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.